Here in Washington, carbon pollution is on a deadline. The State Department of Ecology is now required by law to deliver an emissions reduction rule by the end of this year. That's new, and it's because of kids. 8 youth plaintiffs took the Department of Ecology to court, and they won. Attorney Andrea Rogers represented the youth plaintiffs, including Aji Piper, who's 15, and his brother Adonis, who's 11. Rogers said it was an unusual case because both sides agreed on the basic facts. Carbon pollution is dangerous to the environment and has serious consequences for future generations. They were only arguing about the right time and way to act on it.
The Department of Ecology's argument was, trust us. We'll take care of you. And the court found that she had no confidence that Ecology would promulgate a rule protecting these kids' rights by the end of the year. So she entered an order holding them accountable and requiring that they do so.
Aji, I'll ask you, why was this an important thing for you guys to do?
A lot of times in the climate movement, like a lot of the things you do, especially as youth or children, is really kind of goes pretty unheard. Like, you know, it's not like front page news all the time. This is front page news, and it's a lot bigger of a thing than, oh, we went to some protests, we went to some rallies, we spoke, and, you know, different things like that. And then this is also operating inside of the law. So if you win operating inside of the law, there's nothing they can really do against it, which is, you know, it's just kind of like, whoa, we won, and there's nothing they can really say about it.
Adonis, how did you and your brother get involved with this in the first place?
So it started out when our mom was going to New Mexico. She put us in an academy for Plant for the Planet.
Wait. That's a long story to tell. That's like how we got involved in the climate movement.
How did you get involved in this case? What I'm asking, Aji. That's right.
We are part of Plant for the Planet Seattle. Plant for the Planet Seattle is a subsection of Plant for the Planet, which is an international youth-led organization.
Started by Felix Kingsbanner.
Okay. Not important. The Department of Ecology issued a statement saying that the current climate plan was inadequate as far as dealing with climate change, and more radical action needed to be taken. So 8 members of Plant for the Planet, along with some help from the adults, filed a petition to the Department of Ecology saying, hey, you
update
just said this stuff, so update your recommendations to the legislature. And they denied our petition. So with the help of Our Children's Chest, we took them to court. And that's how we got involved.
Andrea Rogers, you're the attorney on this case. And you brought lawsuits on behalf of children here. Our Children's Trust, which was a partner organization with this, brought lawsuits on behalf of children all over the country. Why use kids as plaintiffs?
Well, I would phrase the question a different way. I don't think we're using kids as plaintiffs. And I think the case in Washington is a good example of that. Plant for the Planet, Aji and Adonis and the other kids were doing a variety of different things in educating the public about climate change. Lemonade stands, planting trees, different educational, testifying before councils. And they really wanted to take it to another level. I think they were interested in getting their voices heard by a far broader audience. And so I think that's when, you know, they approached us and we kind of hatched this idea for the petition for rulemaking, which was originally filed in 2014. And, you know, as youth, they are the ones who are most affected by climate change. When I was writing some of the briefs, I would ask the kids, I'd send them an email and say, how old are you guys going to be in 2080? After reading that some of the most severe impacts are going to be happening in 2080, you know, just to get a sense of what's going on. And, you know, their rights are significantly affected by climate change, and they don't vote. And the legislative and the executive branches have failed to do what needs to be done to address climate change. And the kids don't have a remedy other than they have rights, legal rights, that are supposed to be enforced and protected by the judicial branch. And that's why going to court is the appropriate and necessary thing to protect their rights.
There are people who object to making laws about climate change and controlling carbon emissions too quickly. They say this could cost us jobs. So they may look at this case and they may say, that's great. There are some kids. They got the law changed. But that is not a sound way to make law or make policy. Aji, what's your response to that criticism?
Are you an expert on law or policy? That's my first question. And if they are, then are you an expert on the economy? And if they are, then my next question is, why can't you think outside of the box of fossil fuels and jobs? You know, doesn't make logical sense to be like, this costs us jobs, but then look at the consequences of not doing this. The consequences of not doing this are far more costly than the consequences of us actually implementing these laws.
Adonis, what do you think about that criticism?
So I would ask the same three questions that Aji asked. And then when they're like, this would cost jobs, you know, this would cost money. To the money one, everything costs money.
Andrea, now that this decision is in, what's next?
Next is ensuring that ecology, when they promulgate their rule, they do so in a manner that complies with the court's order. So specifically, they need to protect air quality for present and future generations. They need to ensure that public trust resources are not substantially impaired. And they need to protect the fundamental constitutional rights of these young people to a livable planet.
That's attorney Andrea Rogers, along with brothers Aji and Adonis Piper. The Piper brothers are two of the eight youth plaintiffs who took Washington's Department of Ecology to court. And their win means ecology is required to deliver a rule to reduce carbon pollution by the end of this year. KUOW asked the Department of Ecology to respond to this story, and in a statement they said, quote, climate change is a global issue. Science is telling us that what was projected years ago is happening today, and we need to act now to protect our environment and economy for future generations. We're working vigorously on Washington's first ever rule to cap and reduce carbon pollution and help slow climate change. We're on schedule to adopt a rule in the coming months and continue our state's leadership in addressing climate change, end quote.